A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
I'm Rob Cesternino, and these are the most interesting internet news stories for the week of June 14th, 2016, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Tyson, I thought you were going to freestyle during the theme song from now on.
No, I'm not a freestyler, dude.
No? You gave up after 1 week?
I gave up the dream, dog.
That was it?
Oh, yeah, dang it. I'm supposed to be Timbaland of the News AF song. I forgot. Yeah, Aaliyah. Yeah.
Oh, Tyson, I thought of a good name for you. You could be called Typo.
Typo?
Yeah, that could be your rap name, Typo.
Because it kind of is a combination of my both names.
Yeah, and it's a thing, right, that actually exists.
Exactly. I know. I see what you're doing. I see exactly what you're doing here.
Good.
All right, well, here, the man who was used to be the former Timbaland of this show, Tyson Apostle, a.k.a. Typo.
I'm still the Timbaland of this show. I just forgot that I was.
Yes, you forgot that he was. And the man that never forgets he's the eye in the sky, the great Danny Bryson, is here as well. Danny, how are you?
You guys won't let me forget.
Never forget.
Never forget.
Okay, we're back here live once again, and we are with bated breath right now because Tyson has told us in the pre-show setup that he has three big announcements to tell us today, and there is nothing else I can think about other than what these three announcements could be.
Ooh, yeah. Do you each want to take one guess?
Okay. I guess that you and Rachel were having a baby, and you said that is not the case.
That is not the case.
That's not to my
knowledge.
News.
Okay.
To my knowledge. Danny, do you have a guess?
You have somehow wiggled yourself into a TV show?
Incorrect.
Hmm. Oh, dang it.
Are we going back and forth or is it announcement
time? Nope, that's it. That's it. Announcement time.
All right, you ready for this? So this is announcement number one, two, or three you're going to give us first?
This is announcement number one, which is...
Hold on.
The...
Number one.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. In the month of October, I'm going to see the band Prophets of Rage, which is Rage Against the Machine's band together with Public Enemy. And they are, in these tumultuous times, they need to rage against the machine more than ever.
Okay. That's twice you've disappointed me with exciting news about this band. That's twice.
If you
do that again, our friendship...
Daddy.
Okay,
Danny.
Go. All right, sorry.
I wasn't even going to share that one, but I needed three pieces of news.
All right, that was the warm-up piece of news.
That was the warm-up.
Okay.
All right, here's the second one.
This is the biggest one, because we're climaxing, and then we're bringing it back down.
Number two.
Okay.
Number two. My friend a little while ago shared a tweet about applying for media credentials to go watch a NASA rocket booster test. I applied on a whim and said they asked why I wanted to go. And I was like, because I'm awesome. And I got accepted.
All right. That is cool.
Wait, hold on.
So now I'm looking down this list and it's all like rocket scientists and like people who have NASA as their profile picture. What?
You're going into space?
No. I'm going and touring the facilities where they build the rockets that propel the... vehicles into space.
So you're going on a tour of the rocket facility.
Rocket facility and watching. Yeah. This is the most powerful rocket ever built.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching the final test before they attach it to a spaceship and send it into the final frontier.
Are you overseeing it in some way, or are you just a spectator?
No, the story here is that Tyson wrangled his way into a very exclusive group of scientists by just saying he was awesome. And they're like, hey, that's credentials enough for us. Forget all these people with MIT degrees. Tyson Apostle.
Ready? You ready for this? I'm going to read you parts of the emails.
Okay. Are these classified?
These are from NASA HQ.
They're from Hillary.
NASA HQ. Here we go. Please keep in mind that you are gaining privileged access to a working press site. We expect all credentialed members, which will be me, to behave in a professional manner befitting this special access.
That's you.
Accordingly, NASA reserves the right to revoke this privilege at any time. You are being provided an opportunity and access most of the public and even NASA employees have never had.
Wow.
Okay.
So I'm going to get a novelty cowboy hat and novelty sunglasses.
No. Don't do that because they won't even let you in. You have to do something that you slowly unveil during the whole thing.
I got it.
Like putting a frog in water and warming it up so that they don't like, oh, yeah, get this guy out of here. He's a joker. Just have something like, that you kind of slowly remove pieces of your clothing to reveal something great.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So what they've done in these emails is they ask for some information and I send it to them and they send me back a little more information about what's happening.
So it's like going on Survivor?
Yeah, we trade back and forth. So like the first time they're like, this thing's awesome, but just RSVP first before we give you more info. And that's happened three times. So they're doing like a background check on me, I'm sure. And they need like three forms of government issue ID. So I got to take like a passport and a driver's license and a social security card or a birth certificate or something.
Wow.
Could you be disqualified for talking about it?
No, because other people are already tweeting about it and stuff. That's how I saw the list of the people. There's only like 20 people that got invited, dude.
Mm.
That's pretty cool.
And all of them are from out of state except for me, and mine's like a two-hour drive.
Okay.
Oh, do I have to get clothes approved? Yeah, we have to wear long pants and closed-toed shoes.
No
logos.
Wait,
Tyson, you're going to that rocket facility that's in Utah.
Yes.
It's called, yeah.
It's called, okay. It's up in northern Utah.
Yeah.
It's called the SKS. Something.
I've seen them on the news.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. That's awesome.
So now you have us now. Our interest is peaked.
Peaked.
We could not be more excited for announcement number three.
Wait, can I talk a little bit more about announcement number two?
Sure.
Okay, just a little bit more. It's Monday and Tuesday. It's two full days. I'm going to be in press conferences asking questions. So I want like the nerdiest, most mathematical questions so that they have to pull a scientist from the back that's not even on the panel to answer it for me.
Okay.
So I want lots of questions about like booster thrust and weight to power ratio and all that stuff that will really blow their minds. Just 10 questions that stump them every time. And it's, and I have to be there at 6 a.m.
Lucky for you, this show is listened to by numerous scientists.
Yes.
And rocket.
Correct.
Scientists.
Okay. So that's pretty much it. So we've all peaked all over, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Everybody's just peaked. You have.
Bring Robin us down now. We need to bring us down.
Okay. I'm bringing you down. Number three. Let's do it.
Number three.
That was like a rocket number three.
Number three.
Appropriate.
In the month of October, as well as rocking out to Prophets of Rage, I'm also going to be going to a Tool concert. I never go to concerts, and I'm going to be rocking out twice in 1 month.
And I think the next Run It Up Reno is in October also. You have to fit it around your concert schedule.
I will.
Okay. All right. There you go. So, busy year coming up for Tyson.
At least three things.
Three things.
In the coming months. So that's all right. Exciting.
All right. Well, it's going to be a busy day here for us on News AF. We got a lot of stories to get to. And why don't we dive into our top story at this hour, submitted to us by many of our listeners, because there is a bizarre story that was reported on in the New York Post this week where a woman in Atlanta has quit her job so that she will be able to breastfeed her boyfriend every 2 hours. Now, I think that...
What will she do for money?
I don't know. I'm not sure if she's doing this on camera or if that's how some sort of income generation is coming out of this or what, but that she is breastfeeding her boyfriend. And now when I first saw this headline, Danny, I thought that this was going to be somehow pertaining to her boyfriend being a bodybuilder or in some sort of like professional athletics. Because I feel like we've reported on this before that people who are trying to, as almost like a steroid substitute, looking to get the breast milk. No, no, not whatsoever.
That's what I thought it was as well. I guess this is more like a Grapes of Wrath type situation. I think at the end of Grapes of Wrath, or one of those old
It's Grapes
books,
of Wrath.
Is it? Yeah. That's the only part of the book I remember. She starts breastfeeding the old man.
Mm-hmm. To save his life,
but that was more
life,
out of
though.
Necessity.
This is different.
This guy's enjoying, you know, a life of luxury and breast milk.
No. So here's what's so weird is that you think, oh, okay, these are the loving couple, and they just decided, like, this was the right step for them.
Mm-hmm.
No. This woman decided it was the right step for her and actively seeked out a partner that would be willing to enter into a breastfeeding relationship.
It was her idea. It wasn't even like you figure like, oh, this guy sounds like a real creep making his girlfriend do this. No, she was looking for a guy.
There's someone out there for everyone, guys. That guy who was looking for someone to eat, even he got someone to respond to that ad.
Yeah, that's so true. Well, I mean, there are nutrients in breast milk and stuff, as we know.
Yeah, it's the human cow.
Yeah,
I mean, it is the human cow.
His immune system.
Yeah,
yeah. His
boobs are a human cow teat.
Mm. Yeah.
Whoa! Yeah. Look at that picture at the bottom.
Yeah.
Whoa! I don't even know what that was. Nothing I've
ever
seen.
Whoa! I'm not
before.
Looking. So
might as well look at a
Danny. Yeah. Would you consider doing this in your relationship?
No.
Not even for the nutrients?
Well, you can go to Costco and get a 2-pack of a gallon of milk, and it's super easy, and you keep it chilled, you put it in your bowl of cereal, it's easy to refill. It's just far more convenient without the social weirdness.
Mm, yeah.
You know what, though? I bet you could get, and Tyson, you probably want to look into this. I bet you could buy breast milk on the internet from somewhere. So
you want me to look into it?
Yeah, I think you should look into it. Buy some. I mean, you're already eating sex dust. This is just the next step.
Yeah,
mix That's a little true. Sex dust with some breast milk.
Ooh,
your libido will be through the roof.
Yeah,
now, I mentioned that it did not seem like that there was any sort of athletic component to this, but in the original story, which was reported in the Sun, the Sun says the S-U-N that. That Jen has taken the time off work to get her milk flowing, and her man swears it will make him fit. Now, I'm not sure if it's part of any sort of training regimen that he's doing. Does he feel like that this could be some sort of magical elixir, Tyson?
Yeah, I think what he's kind of doing is the reverse supersize me.
Yes.
Where he's like, check this out. All I drank was 200 calories of breast milk a day, and I lost 10 pounds a day and got super lean.
Yeah. Is that what's going on?
That's
here?
What's going to happen. Yeah. If they stick to it. That's if they can even get the blood, even get the milk flowing.
Sounds like they've got a system for that, though.
Yeah.
Well, he suckles every 2 hours.
Yeah, right. Suckles.
She did not have a baby. She was not nursing a kid. They've just figured out a system that I guess if you. You know, they say you can't get, blood from a stone, but I guess you just keep every couple hours just going there. Right.
Yeah. If you keep suckling the stone, you'll get it. Is it blood from a stone or water from a stone?
Is it either? I don't know.
It might not.
This is the modern age. Things are what we say they are.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can get what they are.
Okay. Yeah. We can make a meme about it after.
Yeah.
Yep.
So this woman had this idea. She was looking for somebody for this. And so she went to Craigslist and put up a post. And luckily, it was a little bit like the Pina Colada song that she found the guy who she had already had a relationship with previously.
Maybe he just stopped breastfeeding with his own mom. And so he's still looking for it.
Here's what I'm thinking.
Get his fix. What?
Remember how, like, if a relationship's going bad, you always just have a kid to make it better?
Mm-hmm.
Now maybe this is like the new kid. It's like, oh, our relationship's terrible. Maybe we should enter into a breastfeeding relationship.
Yeah.
Could this be a thing?
Yeah, she brought it up to him, and she said in the article, It was like a light switch flicked in his head. I could tell from his voice that he was both curious and excited.
Oh, suck on boobies every day? Okay.
She says it created a magical bond that only breastfeeding can achieve. Is this something, could this potentially save my marriage?
Yes. Potentially. I don't think there's any potential about it. Definitely yes.
I don't know.
You're not going to try it?
I don't know.
What's your marriage worth to you?
I don't know. I just feel like, I think at that point, I think you're better off back in the dating pool as a more emotionally healthy person, I think, adult breastfeeding, suckling marriage.
I think before trying this on this marriage, you should probably get someone off Craigslist to kind of introduce you to the idea, see if it would work, and then move it over to your marriage if it's actually a successful technique.
Right.
Well, then wouldn't he have two breast bonds? If he did that, he'd have two
breast
bonds.
That could be dangerous, but there's two breasts. It kind of makes sense math-wise.
Okay.
Now, if it turns out that you do get jacked and you don't have to go to the gym, I'm more interested.
I'm definitely interested at that point.
Because in the picture from the Sun, the post really yada yada is all of this, but the pictures from the Sun article, the guy does look like he's in pretty good shape.
Yeah, here's the crazy thing. He didn't have any of that facial hair until he started breastfeeding.
Yeah.
That came out just recently.
So, we'll see. We'll see if there's any sort of update on this story. Again, why is this being reported in all of these major newspapers? Like, do these people have a publicist, Danny?
They're just playing the game.
What
game? 15 minutes of fame.
What game? Like, what is the end game of this?
the whole purpose was to obviously get her boyfriend super swollen to create a bond, but also get some attention because they deserve it. Look at them.
No one deserves
more attention.
But where are they going with this from here? So let's say, okay, these two people that she's breastfeeding
eternal
him.
Eternal love, dude? Is there anything
that's fine.
More valuable
that's
than
fine.
That?
Okay, so they have this great relationship. He's an adult. She's breastfeeding him. It's a win-win. Everybody's happy. At what point are they calling the newspaper to talk about this?
They didn't have to call the newspaper. All their neighbors were like, I've never seen such happiness. We need to get this
news
right now.
Yeah, somebody could have bumped into the Craigslist ad, too, and followed it from there.
Yeah. I'm just saying that happiness creates happiness, and eventually that gets to the news, and then now we're spreading mass happiness through these types of articles.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you feel like that somehow because then she quit her job, then that was why we got to start starting to monetize this in some way. So maybe the book deal.
Well,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Hopefully.
I think, you know,
that book.
There's a lot of gaps in the reality family TV stuff on the low cable shows like the Duggars. You know, they had their scandal. I can't watch them anymore. Mm-hmm. And all of that stuff's going on. So what I'm saying is, this is the new Octomom.
They're going to plug a hole,
fill
in the reality
hole.
World.
Yeah.
Plug, fill, jam,
yep.
Slip
Tyson,
into.
Are you saying that this couple is a fit for Marriage Boot Camp Reality Star 6?
Yes.
As counselors?
6. I bet it's like 12 by now. It's been a year.
All right. So we'll see if the ABR, what is the right acronym, Danny?
Adult breastfeeding, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
ABR
forums.
ABR. I want to say ABF.
ABR.
ABR. Is the acronym. Be careful.
Yeah.
Careful with that.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Let's go to some other news, and let's talk about something that maybe could be a game changer in the lives of the three of us, because this was a story sent in to us by Wendy Jong, who wrote to us about a newspaper in Vermont that announced an essay competition this week, where the prize is the newspaper itself. For just $175 to enter, you have to write an essay about the skills and vision for owning a newspaper in the new millennium. Tyson, does this seem like something you might be interested in, taking over a newspaper?
Yes.
Jeff? Really?
Okay,
What's
good.
What's the circulation here, like 10, 15 people?
Let's workshop this.
Okay, here's the thing. If you read in the fine print more, you have to pay for an entry fee, but they don't even run the contest unless they get a certain amount of entrants. If they get past that certain amount of entrants, the guy probably has enough money that he can keep running the newspaper without having to give it away.
Oh, so this is actual craptual?
No, it's not actual craptual. I just see some scam components to this thing.
Yeah. Now, he did say in the article that they will return the checks if they don't reach 700 entries.
Oh, okay. So that's something.
So that's good.
Oh, they're going to get 700 entries. I don't think that's a problem. I don't think you're going to get 700 serious entries, but they will get 700.
Okay, first off, do we want a Vermont newspaper?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Right, it comes with all the printing press and all that stuff.
Okay.
I think that's where Ben and Jerry's is from. Maybe we could reach out.
I've been there.
Okay, so are we keeping the branding? Do we have to keep it the Gazette? Or are we going to
We are renaming it.
Rebranding. Okay, what? Newspaper AF?
Yep. Porn, exclamation point, just to draw people in.
Girls, nude girls.
ABR.
News AF.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so what are some of ideas? Let's start to brainstorm this of how are we going to revitalize the newspaper industry? Because I feel like that the newspaper is kind of going away. And by kind of going away, I mean probably going away in the next 5 years.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I think if you can also have an online presence, but in the print industry, you have to have unique material. And if it's local, you just have to keep it super local so that stuff isn't really making the internet. Or do like a bunch of you could do submission style stuff like Reader's Digest. And isn't that what they do? So you can do submissions, yes, pay people for their stories. Mm-hmm. This
We're going to want to borrow best business practices from them.
Wait, what happened to them?
Have you seen a Reader's Digest on anybody's coffee table in the last 10 years?
I always enjoyed them growing up.
100 years.
I always enjoyed them growing up.
I did too. I did read the short stories.
Yeah, the short stories were great.
Yeah.
But now I read short stories on Reddit or a million other places.
Okay. So that won't work.
Okay. So what else you got?
You got to, it's just keeping it really local, like local feel good stories.
Tyson, this is why you're not going to like this. He said he lacked the energy to keep up with the 60-hour work week that was demanded by the newspaper.
Yeah, no, we can
when
delegate.
When was the last time you put in 60 hours in a week?
When I won Survivor. But we can delegate that. Okay. It looks like we have a representative here from the Provo newspaper, which is our local paper.
Okay, and what are they doing?
He said they are going PJ Morgan. What up, bro? He said they go hyper local. So that's my idea, basically. PJ, I could run this whole thing, dude. Yeah. Hyper local.
Has a circulation of 2,200 people.
Okay.
So
2,200 people. Okay. So what's big right now in terms of what can we start to get people excited about the newspaper? Because everything is all sorts of I'm gonna look at my phone, look at my iPad.
Got it. I got it.
What is it, Tyson?
You send a free Silly Putty egg, because with the Silly Putty, you can stick it on the newspaper and pull the ink off of it, read it in reverse.
Okay, first of all, the paper has to be totally organic. Okay? It has to be gluten-free, organic newspaper material.
Okay, and maybe even edible, or you can use it for a separate purpose.
Yes, maybe edible, or the paper itself serves as some kind of insulation for homeless people, as it has in the past, but our newspaper
waterproof.
Is super insulated.
Waterproof, moisture wicking. Waterproof and moisture wicking.
So you could use it as a towel, paper towels after?
Could be.
No, made as out of Gore-Tex.
No one's going to read the news off this paper, so you have to find another purpose for the actual physical paper itself.
Yeah.
Because no one's using it to read.
I like the paper towel idea.
You're better at wiping off windshields at stoplights, better shielding rain. Mm-hmm. It's organic, gluten-free. I think all these are winners.
Oh, my God. You could put advertisements on all of them, too. So you could have, a range of, paper towel ones for the people who are washing windshields. Space blanket-style newspapers for people who are taking naps with it. Maybe even ones that are strong enough to, be used as a hammock or something like that.
Or catch someone jumping from a window. You unfold it, if there's a fire.
Kaboom, saved.
I've got the Gazette. Jump in. And they jump in, and they're safe. Lots of options here.
How about this? Why don't we print the newspaper using a 3D printer?
Oh my gosh! Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll have to buy our own
equipment. 3D printed organic, gluten free.
Yeah. Oh my god! Strawberry flavor.
It's edible newspaper.
Yes. we'll talk to whoever it is that makes the edible undies, and we'll just, you know, Shanghai some of their technology.
Oh, this would be fantastic.
This is perfect. One of our listeners is already in the newspaper game. Let's see if he's willing to quit his current job if we get this Vermont business going.
Okay. So once we get this edible, 3D printed, organic, gluten-free newspaper going, then just like, it doesn't even matter what we write on it.
No, and that's the point, is that what you write on it is totally irrelevant anyway.
Well, you have to have advertisements. That's how we're making money.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah. We'll have advertisements.
That'll be fine. We'll get that going. All right. Okay. So that's the newspaper contest.
And the advertisements will taste extra delicious. Add a little extra sugar to the advertisement. So when they take a bite, they're like, oh, wow, that was like a zing of delicious.
The schnozberries will taste like schnozberries.
Exactly. Yes. But even like stronger than that.
And the more money our advertisers pay, the more delicious we'll make their ads.
Yep.
Or how about this? Bad stories. We'll put stories in. We have flavors attached to stories. So if you're eating a story that's all sad, you get sad flavors, which would be like an oversalted flavor. Okay. You know, we could flavor stories. Just, guys, this and is a
sad, I think sad flavor is any cuisine from the UK.
Yeah, go to the Ukraine and find some flavors there.
Okay.
All right. Or it'll be made of tears.
Here's a story that comes to us. This is courtesy of John Johnston, who found this. The AV Club is reporting that, you know, on Netflix, Danny, I know you're a big Netflix guy.
He loves it.
They don't report on what the most popular shows are, because that is not how their system operates. So it's kind of a mystery. What are the most popular shows on Netflix and how many people are watching them? But one tech company has attempted to crack that algorithm and the highly guarded Netflix ratings secret, and suggests that not only is Fuller House the most popular thing on Netflix, it may also be the most popular show on television.
Wow.
Tyson, are you buying this?
Let me see. Let me take a poll real quick. Rob, do you watch Fuller House?
I did watch it, yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, Danny, did you watch Fuller House?
No.
Me neither. So one out of three Americans watches Fuller House. That is some huge numbers.
That's a huge number. I mean, that is hundreds of millions of people have watched it then, if one out of three Americans have watched it.
I thought that we were going to have 0% had watched it. So it's surprising to me these closet Fuller House watchers aren't openly admitting it until cornered.
So it's saying that the Fuller House sequel drew a staggering 14.4 million viewers.
Right.
That's not the most popular show on TV. 14.4 million. That's a lot, but it's not like astronomical.
Yeah. I mean, that is certainly a big number. And it may be more than certain episodes, especially in the 18 to 49 year old demographic. That's really what we're looking at. Total viewers. Things like The Walking Dead or maybe even a Game of Thrones might be rivaling that. But in the coveted 18 to 49 demographic, I think that is the number one. So this is big news. Big news. Tyson, do you want to live in a world where Fuller House is the most popular and iconic show of the modern times?
Does it still have Bob Saget in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
Okay.
Wait, the Olsen twins?
No. They're not on it.
You're out.
Watch it, mister. I forget what they say.
They say, you're in big trouble, mister.
You're in big trouble, mister.
Oh,
you got it, dude.
You got it, dude. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. A real fan over here.
Sure. Sure. Anyway, so how rude. So,
hey, if you're a fan of the show, you're in good company, because most Americans appear to be fans of the
show. One out of three Americans are.
Cut it out, Tyson, with those Full House bashing. Have mercy. All right. But those are according to the hacking of Netflix. Danny, are you buying that? Is Fuller House the most popular show in America?
Am I buying it? I think that PewDiePie probably makes shows that are more popular.
Interesting.
So they don't include YouTube shows, but I always look at YouTube, the big channels, and I laugh because they have
so many more views.
Right. What's the difference? Why do we count a Netflix show as a show but not a YouTube video as a show?
Exactly. So if we're going to include Netflix, then I'm going to include YouTube and say no.
Okay. All right. That's good because really, I mean, Netflix wants to be counted as TV, but I feel like that YouTube is more like Netflix than Netflix is like TV. How about
exactly.
that?
Exactly. And the way they measure views is the same, whereas most places you have to watch it that night. Netflix can measure the viewership over months, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it's more similar to YouTube than it is to actual TV.
Yeah, that's a good point, too, in terms of like how YouTube views are calculated. Like if I start the same video five or six times, that counts as five or six views. But if like I start watching an episode of Hawaii Five-0 and then come back and finish it later, it doesn't count like two people watched it.
Yeah, it's just not the same kind of measurement or metric.
Okay.
So
throw it out,
apples
Tyson.
And oranges.
Actual okay. Craptual.
Actual
Full House
craptual.
Is not the most popular show on TV.
Still, we did discover that one out of three American males between the ages of 30 and 40 do watch the show.
Yes. Amazing. Yes. I watched like the first 10 episodes.
How many episodes are there? More than one episode?
It's like 13,
oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Are you going to finish it? I feel like you have to now.
No.
You're in too deep, buddy. All that investment.
I'm good.
Maybe we'll watch you when I come out.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, check out the episode where they go see the San Francisco Giants play. That's the best one with Hunter Pence.
Okay.
Okay. Then there's another restaurant that is opening up. That is the Naked restaurant. We talked about the one opening up in the UK.
Which, by the way, just opened up, I think, last week. I saw an article that was heralding its grand opening.
Wow.
And so just thought I'd throw that out there.
All right. Okay. Well, John Johnson sends us this story about the Tokyo version of the Naked restaurant that requires its patrons to remove their clothes upon entry and put on paper undergarments. So not exactly the That's Naked restaurant. Naked. But,
it's like a hotel.
Close enough. Scantily
I mean,
clad.
Like a hospital,
restaurant.
I mean.
Now, is it possible? Is this the newspaper that we are going to be putting out there?
Well, this is also paper that we could also be putting out, yes.
Yep.
Okay. However, the restaurant incited a controversy with their announcement that patrons who are 33 pounds over the average weight for their height will not be welcome in the restaurant.
No, that's incorrect. Because let's say you got somebody who's 7 foot tall, 33 pounds is not a lot versus somebody who, let's say, is 4'3". That quadruples their weight there, that 33
Well, what
pounds.
If 33 pounds is all muscle?
That's true, too.
How are they getting
But
you,
I
that?
Don't want to see someone super extra muscly naked either, so it's kind of like, okay,
Yeah,
that's
right.
Fine.
Have you seen Conan the Barbarian?
Yeah, that's Dude, not
I,
extra muscly. That's the
I
perfect
could watch
amount
that with
of
the
muscle.
Sound off.
That's the perfect amount of muscle. Yeah, Did you know that when Arnold Schwarzenegger increases a centimeter of bicep, he has to increase that same amount over his entire body to be perfect once again?
I had his bodybuilding book and I watched Pump
Well,
Up.
What do you mean? What does he do?
Well,
he tries to be absolutely symmetrical, like in all of his muscles and all of his development. So
correct.
If one part of his muscle grows, he has to build another part of the muscle to make sure that nothing stands out above the rest.
Okay. So what is he? So like, give me an example of that.
So Tyson just did.
Yeah. So let's say he's like, okay, I want to get a little bit bigger. It's not just, this is assuming already that he's perfect. So he looks at his body and he's like, oh, my calves need to be a little bit bigger. So he gets them. So they're, everything is in exact proportion to what he feels is the perfect muscle ratio. And if he, like, let's say he goes to the gym and he's like, oh, I did too much calf work and my calves are a little extra bulging. He has to bulge everywhere else that same amount so that he is still in perfect proportion.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that seems like a lot of work.
So if Arnold walks into this restaurant, 1982 Arnold, right? He's 33 pounds over the average weight for his height.
Okay.
You're going to not let him in? You don't want to see him naked, Tyson?
No, I do.
He could eat, dude. He could eat in the same booth as me.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Also, phones are outlawed in this restaurant because they don't want anybody snapping semi-naked pictures of people. Tyson, are you okay
clothes.
With that?
Yeah, that's fine too.
Yeah,
people are snapping semi-naked pictures of themselves and others all the time.
Where?
Go to the beach.
At the beach?
Go to the beach.
Go to the beach.
At the beach, people are more naked than this.
Yeah,
do I
but
have Brazil to go to the beach, at least. Can I just stay on Snapchat?
Yeah.
You stay on Snapchat. But here's the thing too. You don't really get to pick what you wear. It's not like they have an array of paper clothes. So you may not feel really actually comfortable. Like, how do I know the paper clothes they're giving to me are what I even want to wear or look good in?
That's a good point. Yeah.
Is it going to really mold to your body?
Yeah. Is paper cuts an issue? Is that a thing that's going to also?
Oh.
Ouch.
Yeah. A lot of neosporin on hand.
Yeah. Is somebody going to be spilling a testicle? Something like that? Yeah. I hope not, too.
Could we? It's $750 for dinner and a show.
Yeah, what kind of show is that? What's the show?
Drop in the bucket, man. This is the newspaper paper we need to get going.
Yeah.
$750 an entry?
Mm-hmm.
Now, can they print the newspaper menu clothes on the paper clothes?
I feel like
dude, we are cranking out the ideas. This is Shark Tank right here.
Yeah. Who's Mark Cuban?
Naturally, I am.
Yeah.
Okay.
Danny. And
who's Mr. Wonderful?
That's me.
Okay. And I'm Barbara Cokerhands.
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
Wait, I didn't know you knew all the sharks by name.
Maybe I'm Damon. I don't know.
Maybe.
You could be both, like a mixture of the two, as if they've been smashed together in some kind of cosmic oven.
Yeah.
One other rule, the patrons at this restaurant are not allowed to touch or talk to the other diners at nearby tables.
Yeah, well, that's the rule at every restaurant.
Yeah, it's an unwritten rule. Do not. I hate when somebody's like, oh, what are you eating? And I'm like, do I know you?
Why are you touching your neck softly while asking you?
Why are you looking at my food and why are you talking to me?
Yeah. Also, I think that this is kind of a sketchy rule. So if you made reservations, I guess you have to pay ahead of time, and then they find out that you are over the 33-pound average, then you are not allowed in and they don't give you a refund.
Wow. Insult to injury.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah.
Who would be really taking their gambling on that?
I don't know. You want to like make sure you sort of like, let me eat light this week. I'm at 32 pounds over the average weight for my height.
Do what wrestlers do and just work out in those plastic sacks.
Yeah, garbage bags.
Drop 10 pounds right before.
Yeah.
Go in, pass out. Here's the thing, too. It's like they totally shame those guys because they said in the article, if you get close to the weight or if they think you may be overweight, even if you're not, they put you on a scale to make sure that you are under that 33 pounds.
Like, how good could this restaurant be that it's worth the potential humiliation front of the entire restaurant?
Well, it's in Japan, right?
Yes.
They probably got like squid brains and dolphin
fin soup.
What
do they have? Kobe beef steaks and
dolphin fin soup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dolphin sushi. I mean, it could be a great meal.
It could
except for the naked people next to you.
Okay, okay, fine.
All right.
It's probably delicious.
Here's another story from Andrew Edmonds sends in about a man in Oregon who became a local hero this week when he got on his horse and lassoed a man attempting to steal a woman's bike. Tyson, hero?
Hero, but also like a weird story.
Yeah.
Definitely
what the hell was
the guy
doing at Walmart with a horse and a lasso?
Yeah, like his horse was out, but his truck that he was standing in wasn't accessible.
He was loading a truck when the woman, he heard a scream of the woman saying that the bike was stolen. So he jumped on the horse and caught the man who was struggling with the bike gears and trying to escape on foot. Danny, you would have been out of there so fast, right?
Oh my gosh. Tyson and I would have been out there like a rocket. This stupid horse never could have caught us.
Faster than the rocket Tyson's going to see at NASA.
Yep.
Oh yeah. Tyson's definitely faster than that rocket.
Yeah.
Tyson could power a spaceship all by himself.
So the guy lassoed him around his legs and dragged him to the end of the parking lot, preventing him from escaping before the police arrived. Tyson, do you like this sort of bike stealing vigilante justice on the street?
Yeah, I do like it. But there's so much to me that just doesn't make sense.
It's like a perfect storm of awesomeness.
A horse doesn't run very well on asphalt, and it's slippery because it has its metal horseshoes.
Okay.
So like
asphalt shoes.
Asphalt shoes, like rubber bottoms?
Sure.
Like a pair of New Balances on each foot.
Mm-hmm. Okay, maybe. Okay. So, yeah.
So
there goes that theory. But right. also, yeah, I still feel like the truck would have been the better option.
Mm.
What, ram him with your truck?
Yeah, and maybe this guy was just like, I'm so cool, I can do this even on a horse with a lasso.
I mean, it makes sense to me that this vigilante cowboy is just going to sit outside of the local Walmart waiting for a shoplifter.
Oh, he's ready to go.
With his yeah. lasso. He's just yeah. sitting there waiting. I mean, did the store hire him to sit out there?
And do they pay him more than a greeter?
Will this be a new thing at all Walmarts? Will there be people on horses patrolling this, you know, the front of the store?
Look,
with
I
lasso
think
in hand?
In a economy which is certainly has a struggling retail sector, I feel like a cowboy on a horse with a lasso patrolling the outside looking for shoplifters, I think, is certainly a way that I might be more prone to go to the store rather than do online shopping, if that's the case.
Do you like the smell of horse poop?
No, not particularly.
Do you like
this horse will have like a diaper, Tyson.
One of those bag catcher things yeah. that yeah. they do in parades.
Like, could we get a shovel guy like at the circus?
Now you're hiring two people and a horse.
Yeah,
we like are a clown? Leading in loss prevention, Danny.
You could mm-hmm. probably do an intern for the poop pickup.
Yeah. Okay. Something. We'll put it in our newspaper.
Yeah, let's go to Walmart.
Let's do it. Okay. All right. Let's get into a pretty wild story, which was sent to us by Christine Radis and also by Tyson.
About you don't have to give me credit. Give Christine credit. She probably sent it, and then I read it and thought, this is a good story, and then I resent it.
Resent it. A New York math professor has gained attention this week when it was revealed that he has produced 22 children by donating sperm, which he does for free in public bathrooms.
Well,
what a generous man.
A lot of it sounds pretty standard for a pervert. But the part that doesn't make sense is women are somehow getting their hands on this sperm and then impregnating themselves with it.
Yeah.
He says, an actual quote from him is, it's better when it's fresh.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right. Danny, could you describe the delivery mechanism that's going on here?
Yes. So I'm looking for the name of the device he uses.
Okay.
Because it's all kind of done at one point. You know, like, yeah, one location. It's not like he takes his stuff mm-hmm. and goes to a hospital and then they put it in. He uses something, some kind of cup.
Oh, okay.
Trying to find the name. He often uses, public bathrooms at Target and Starbucks, which seems natural. If you're going to do something like this, you do it at a Target or a Starbucks.
Okay.
Right?
Right. So what's going on here? So women are meeting up with him that basically you have women who are out there looking for sperm to have a baby. And this guy just has a reputation. Oh, this is the guy. You got to talk to him. And he just goes and meets them someplace.
Okay, hold on. I found the delivery method. He, and this is very scientific, he does his business into a soft cup, which okay. is a type of menstrual cup, and then he gives it to the woman who goes into the ladies' room and inserts it into her cervix, which sounds like probably the most barbaric way in the modern day I can think of to get pregnant.
Okay. But how do people meet this guy?
Craigslist.
So he's on Craigslist too?
Yep. Yeah. So he could get some breast milk. Yeah.
Yeah,
he'll
boy.
Probably drinks it while he's working on his
Well, he's
stuff.
Extra potent. Did you know that the first five kids he sired, he got sued for child support because the women who took the sperm from him didn't understand the agreement and they won. So he pays child support for the first five of the 22 kids he sired.
But he kept going. That
he
did
kept
not
going.
Stop him from
maybe not the greatest math teacher out there.
Yeah. He's not really crunching his numbers.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem.
Boy. I mean, this is a wild story. It made a front page of the New York Post. And he's in these different bathrooms at Target and at Starbucks. And he is on his phone watching pornographic material.
Yeah. Could you imagine washing your hands next to him while he washes his hands and looking over and seeing that cup?
But
bro.
Hey,
bro, what are you getting at Target? Whoa. Is that what is that?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just at or at Starbucks. I'd be like, I didn't know they made drinks that small.
Yeah. Now,
I didn't know they made frothy drinks that small.
Does it have a lot of ice in it? Because I've heard that's a problem.
Now, Tyson, how does, is he not in any danger of losing his job talking about this?
I feel like he's in danger of lots of things.
Like, yes.
Shouldn't mm-hmm. he should almost be maybe on the sex offenders registry? I don't know if carrying like a vial of semen out in public is even like acceptable.
Mm.
Well, not acceptable, but it's Who definitely cares? Not illegal.
Okay.
Now, he says, just to give, you know, not to paint him in a negative light, he says that I just love seeing how happy the moms and the kids are. That's why I do this. It's the gift that keeps on giving. According to the article, he grew up in an Orthodox Jewish family with six siblings, and he says he gets the benefits of having a large brood without the hassle.
It sounds like the hassle's there. He got sued a bunch of times by five different women for child support. That's hassle. That's some of the worst hassle out there.
He says, single women prefer me to their mom, he says. I don't know what that has to do with anybody's mom.
That's kind of all of his quotes. To be honest, in this article are very strange. He says that his sperm count, this one goes, it's off the chart, he boasts. The clinic said they've never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
So he's just a phenomenon. So, a spermy phenomenon. However you say that word.
Do you think that this is going to only get him more publicity and more desire from other women to get his name brand sperm?
Yeah, he's going to have a spermy conveyor belt right out the door of the bathroom at Target.
Like, oh, who did your insemination? Like, oh, I got I got Nagel. That's his name. Ari Nagel. Great. He went to Nagel. Yeah.
I went to Nagel. With Starbucks, I got a latte.
So, wow, this guy. And does he get paid anything for this?
No, he provides it for free.
No, so it's a free alternative.
Yeah,
so he's watching porn for free in public and then masturbating to it for free in public and then having someone clean up his mess.
Well, I don't think that he's making a mess. I believe he is. He is
being,
you know,
professional.
I mean, he does seem to be like in some way, at least that he doesn't seem like he is a menace. It seems like that like there is a person who is asking him to do this.
Hmm. Well, Rob, if a friend asked you to jump off a bridge, would you?
They needed my help. I mean, is it a high bridge?
It's a pretty high bridge.
Is there water underneath?
Nope.
Or is it a canyon?
It's a canyon.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we'll see if there's any updates on Ari Nagel. Father of 22 children.
Classic Ari.
Classic Ari. Basically, there's a lot of word of mouth for him through the Known Donor Registry, which is a free website for those looking for sperm donors. Although, I feel like he's missing out. Tyson, can't you get like $50 or something?
I think at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't get that good feeling of helping people when you hand them over that cup.
That's true.
He likes to see the look on their faces when they
when they see the cup. They're, whoa.
Yes.
Yeah, here you go. My gift to you.
Like, wow. Okay, there you go. All right.
Thank you, Ari. You're a true American hero.
Yeah.
Right. Really. When he does it at Starbucks, does he have to write the woman's name on the cup when he hands it over?
Yes.
Like, is there a Jean? Jean here. Yeah, I'm Jen. Jen, that's me. Yes. Okay. All right. Then finally, one other story this week about a another sad story this week from Mark Douglas, who writes about a an altercation that happened. I believe it was in a Russian prison that this happened, or this was
looking over it right now.
Yeah.
I don't know how this story got past me, to be honest.
Okay. No, it wasn't in a prison, but it was in Russia. There were two men, 47 and 52, who got into a literal penis measuring contest,
mm-hmm.
and which rarely ends well. So
don't do it.
They were both bragging that they were the bigger man, and one of the individuals was the winner, and the other was the loser. And the loser of the competition was so enraged that he got out an axe and then won the contest, I feel like, by some scandalous means.
Cheating.
And, yeah, castrated the other man.
It's not fair.
Mm-hmm.
It is not fair.
I think there's an opportunity here we haven't talked about, and that is a possible dick measuring app. Has it been made, and can we get that on the App Store? Just to facilitate these types of contests.
Hmm. Yeah, you wouldn't be worried about hacking said app?
The app doesn't come with an axe. But I was just thinking maybe that, you know, what did they have on hand? Did they have a measuring tape?
Well,
were they using a piece of thread to measure? Were they comparing side by side?
Might have just been a visual. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. That's not a great way.
Now, maybe hacking the app, less dangerous than the actual other man's genitals, which were hacked.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you could, that would be a lot better. It was a real terrible incident, which ended up, also the man who was castrated also got hit in the head with the axe as well.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Literal head.
It's got a terrible
now thing. I don't feel so bad about being under-endowed.
Mm-hmm.
See what happens? Get bonked on the head with an axe, get chomped by an axe. It all works its way out in the end anyways. Everything comes to even by the end of our lives, guys.
Yeah. Now, the man who was the hacker could face up to 8 years in jail if convicted, which seems like a light sentence to me.
Well,
for hacking dong?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
they actually have something on the book.
Right. Like, I feel like that's
dong hacking, 8 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should be maybe attempted murder or something.
Yeah, I feel like that 8 years seems light for that. I don't know. That's just me.
But it's a Russian prison.
Yeah.
And they were drunk.
Maybe
that factors in. But in Russia, they're always drunk, aren't they?
Look, we have a lot of listeners to News AF in Russia.
Yeah.
Huh, good.
Not sure.
Hello, Russian listeners.
But anyway... that is another unsettling story. All right.
Yeah. I'm very unsettled. Let's not end on that low note. Are we ending?
No, I give you another story. Maybe one that is let's bring it back up. So I know that you guys are big cologne guys, Danny
cologne.
And Tyson.
Yep.
Well, here's a new cologne which might strike your fancy. It is a not a clone, but a cologne, Attack of the Colognes, that is based on the Star Wars franchise to keep you smelling like a Jedi.
Yeah, and we know that Jedi smell a certain way because...
It's described in the books.
I think people might be more interested in a cologne that smells like the blood of Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah, the cologne includes a Jedi line and a Sith line, and also a women's perfume called Amidala.
Oh yeah, give me some of that Amidala.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Tyson, have you considered purchasing some Amidala for Rachel, and what would her reaction be?
Has it been advertised on Goop.com?
No, not yet. I don't know if
she hasn't seen it.
Is in on it.
Once she's in on it, Rachel will be stoked.
Okay. Amidala combines sensual aura and royal grace.
Ooh.
Of course.
The two things a woman
now,
would
my
want.
Problem is, which Jedi will I be smelling like? Because Jedis, according to those really bad Star Wars movies, come from all corners of the universe, and some of them look creature-like. So am I going to smell like a creature from Swamp Planet? A, or am I going to smell like Liam Neeson, as the article indicates? Mm. You know? That's what I don't know. Which perfume will I be getting?
You want to smell... It's just randomized. Because they have all different scents.
I mean, do you think Yoda smelled good? He lived in a swamp, and it looks like he just ate onions and frogs. And smell like Yoda. I don't know if that's what I want to smell like.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Onions and frogs? Is that documented?
Well, he does... I don't. He's roasting up. Remember that Jedi? Whatever. He's roasting it up in his little hut. He lives right next to the swamp. Yeah. I swear it's like a frog. Okay. Maybe I'm imagining that. But he does. He eats onions and swamp creatures. That's it.
Where did he get onions from? Scent. I'm calling actual crapshul on Yoda.
I
mean,
wild onions, look, man. I bet you can find wild onions in swamps.
Not on Dagobah.
No, if Yoda's eating anything, he's eating onions, beets, and swamp creatures. I mean, that's his diet. Look at him. He looks like that. So that's how he's so short. He just had a terrible diet growing up on the swamp floor.
I don't know. You know.
What do you think the Liam Neeson character eats?
Dude, he's vegan. Like yeah, 100% vegan.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
But his ponytail says, I'm vegan.
So, yeah. Okay.
The Jedi cologne is only going to be available in Germany as of press time right now.
I'd almost buy it as a joke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It would be great. Can you get in a two-pack with the Michael Jordan cologne and the Jedi cologne?
Yeah. It would be great just to see the reaction from my wife. I think that would be worth the Snapchat of me presenting my wife with either Amidala perfume or me showing her my new Jedi cologne.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah, I would too.
Okay. How much does it cost?
Let's make it happen. Do we have any listeners from Germany?
No, I'm not sure about that. We don't know how much it's going to. $39.95.
Oh,
drop
okay,
in the bucket.
That's reasonably priced to smell like a Jedi.
Yeah, I think so. I'm in. I'm in on that.
Me too.
Okay. All right. Then, any other final thoughts before we talk reviews and hashtags and all that good stuff?
Well, I got a real sad story for you.
Oh, no.
Whoa. We didn't want to end on a sad note. That's why we did this.
We had to bring it back
story.
Up.
Yeah.
Well, we have no new reviews to read.
Oh,
that's sad. Yeah, that is. Yeah, that's sad. Hey, maybe write one yourself right
after
now.
After last
head.
Week's show with the Galactic Salt Mines, nobody left us a review after that?
Nobody left us a review or a rating.
Oh, my goodness.
See.
They've all been taken away.
Terrible. Terrible job by the listeners. If you want to leave us any reviews for this upcoming week, newsaf.news is our page on iTunes, and we appreciate your feedback and your star ratings. Busy week coming up for all of us and for Tyson. Tyson, this weekend, not only Father's Day, but also your birthday. Happy early birthday to you.
17th.
Thank you. I was actually born on Father's Day, and what better Father's Day gift could you want than me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The great
I'll
Father's
be presenting
Day
you to my father this Sunday.
Cool.
So and, it is the gift that keeps giving.
And I'm going to be in California.
Yes. Very excited to see Tyson this week. Are you guys doing anything special for Father's Day?
I hope I just get a bunch of presents.
Yeah.
Tyson's going to Starbucks and handing out cups.
Yeah.
You could be a father.
Yeah, you want to be a father? Here, put this cup in a place.
Danny is also leaving us next week.
Yes. Oh, that's something we need to talk about because I will be leaving on Tuesday. So if we wanted to do News AF, we would have to do it on Monday.
Okay. All right. Well, let's talk about that offline and see what you know what Tyson is able to do while he's on the road. But we'll try to figure it all out. All right. What's the hashtag?
I think for Mama Mom. Is that what you said, Danny?
For Mama Mom? When did I say that?
Say
did
phenomenon.
I couldn't say it. Yeah, phenomenon. That's only because I thought about it, but normally I can't say that word.
He said for Mama Mom.
Alex suggesting onions and frogs for
and
Yoda's
frogs,
diet,
I like
according
it.
To Danny.
Okay. Onions and swamp frogs.
Onions and frogs it is.
Okay.
Delicious.
All right. Fun news AF today. Send us in your stories, and hopefully we have happier stories to report next week.
Less genitalia.
Tips at newsaf.news. That's tips at newsaf.news. If you send us a story that makes it into the show, we will give credit where credit is due, whether you want it or not.
No, you can submit anonymously. We've had some anonymouses.
That's true. And look, and all the stories we talked about this week were sent in by our listeners. So
yeah, they were doing great work. They were breaking stories before I got
the new eyes in the sky.
compiled by News AF intern Lita. All right. That being said, fun show this week. Follow Tyson on Twitter. He is at Tyson Apostle. Danny is at Danny Bryson. I'm at Rob Sestrino. Take care, everybody. Have a good week. Bye.
Shaka's.